siente el Espíritu Santo aquí en este momento?
And I feel like the Lord's not done tonight.
Siento que el Señor aún no ha terminado.
I feel like there's a special touch in this room right now.
Siento que hay un toque especial aquí en este lugar.
Man, God wants to do something special in this place.
Dios quiere hacer algo especial aquí en este lugar.
Amen. We're going to go to the book of Mark, chapter 6.
Vamos a ir al libro de Marcos, capítulo 6.
I won't be long tonight, I promise.
No voy a tardarme mucho, lo prometo.
It's a little bit kind of what we felt in this service. I'm just going to add to it tonight.
Como lo que sentimos en el servicio, voy a añadir un poco más.
It's going to take me just a not very long at all.
Solo me tomará muy poco tiempo.
Amen. And we'll be right back in these altars.
Y ya volveremos aquí a estos altares.
Amen. Good to thank you, brother and sister Cross White, for allowing us to be here this weekend.
Gracias, hermano y hermana Cross White, por permitirnos estar aquí.
Man, the room, the basket, it was just phenomenal, second to none.
Por todo lo que nos dieron.
And whoever made that bread, you are anointed by God.
Y aquel que hizo el pan está ungido por Dios.
Amen. I'm glad to have my wife with me as well. And we got a baby on the way. I mentioned that this morning. A lot of people have been asking. I didn't mention we have a little girl on the way. Las niñas.
Vamos a tener un bebé.
Amen. Mark 6, verse 1.
Marcos 6, verso 1.
And he went out from thence.
Salió Jesús de allí.
And came into his own countries.
Y vino a su tierra.
And his disciples follow him.
Y le seguían sus discípulos.
And when the Sabbath day was come,
y llegando el día de reposo,
he began to teach in the synagogue.
Comenzó a enseñar en la sinagoga.
And many hearing him were astonished,
y muchos oyéndoles admiraban,
saying, from whence had this man these things?
Y decían, ¿de dónde tiene este, estas cosas?
And what wisdom is this which is given unto him?
¿Y qué sabiduría es esta que le es dada?
That even such mighty works are wrought by his hands.
Y estos milagros por sus manos son hechos.
Is not this the carpenter?
¿No es este el carpintero?
The son of Mary.
Hijo de María.
The brother of James and Joseph and of Judah.
Hermano de Jacobo, de José, de Judas.
And Simon.
Y de Simón.
And are not his sisters here with us?
¿No están aquí también?
And they were offended
y se escandalizaban
at him.
De él.
But Jesus said unto them,
mas Jesús les decía,
a prophet is not without honor,
no hay profeta sin honra,
but in his own country,
sino en su propia tierra,
and among his own kin,
y entre sus propios parientes,
and in his own house,
y en su casa.
And he could do there no mighty work,
y no pudo hacer allí ningún milagro,
save that he laid his hands,
salvo que sanó a unos,
upon a few sick folk and healed them.
Pocos enfermos, poniendo sobre ellos sus, las manos.
And he marveled because of their unbelief.
Y estaba asombrado de la incredulidad de ellos.
And he went around about the villages teaching.
Y recorría las aldeas de alrededor enseñando.
I simply want to talk to you tonight about this Jesus.
Solo quiero hablarte sobre este Jesús.
This Jesus.
Este Jesús.
Can we lift our hands one more time? Lord Jesus. Come, we, Lord, we ask that your word would do a work in this house. Hide me behind the cross. Let it not be what thus saith Brandon, but let it be what thus saith the Lord. I pray that your word would do a work in this house, oh God. I pray you would move like never before, oh God. I pray you would do something in this house supernatural, oh Lord. Let the miraculous begin to flow. Lord, let your power be unleashed in this house tonight, God. We give you all the praise, all the glory, and all the honor. One more time, can we clap our hands unto the Lord.
Thank
you. Amen. God bless you. You may be seated. The Gospels are my favorite books in the Bible. Because they show us what God desires to do through us.
Dios quiere hacer a través de nuestras vidas.
We see Jesus as he's walking on the earth.
Vemos que Jesús está caminando en la tierra.
And Mark chapter 5 is a specific chapter that I enjoy.
Y el capítulo 5 de Marcos es uno específico que realmente me gusta.
Because Mark 5 has a trio of stories in it.
Porque el Marcos capítulo 5 tiene un trío de historias.
Mark 5 starts with Jesus and his disciples getting in a boat.
Empieza con Jesús y sus discípulos estando en un bote.
And they find themselves in the middle of the Sea of Galilee.
Y se encontraban en el medio del mar de Galilea.
And the Bible tells us that a storm starts to rage while they're in the boat.
Y se nos dice que una tormenta empieza a rugir en medio de esas aguas.
And the Bible tells us that Jesus is asleep.
Y se nos dice que aquí en ese momento Jesús estaba durmiendo.
Anybody ever been there before?
¿Alguno ha estado ahí?
Anybody ever been going through something and you feel like Jesus was asleep?
¿Alguno que tal vez estaba pasando por un problema y Jesús como que está dormido?
And here they are in this boat in the middle of the storm.
Y aquí están en este bote en medio de la tormenta.
And Jesus is asleep.
Y Jesús está dormido.
And the Bible tells us that the disciples go and wake him up.
Que los discípulos fueron a despertarlo.
And Peter says, "Lord, we're about to die."
Y le dijeron, "Señor, estamos a punto de morir."
And the Bible says that Jesus says, "Where is your faith?"
Y el Señor les pregunta, "¿Dónde está su fe?"
See, he wasn't asking what happened to their faith.
No le preguntó qué pasó con su fe.
He asked, "Where is your faith?"
Le preguntó, "¿Dónde está su fe?"
Because the problem is they still had faith.
Porque el problema era que tenían fe.
They just put it in the wrong thing.
Pero lo pusieron en el lugar equivocado.
And if we're not careful, we'll put more faith in the storm than we do the Savior.
Podemos tener problemas al poner nuestra fe en la tormenta en vez del Salvador.
We'll put more faith in the enemy.
Pusieron más fe en el enemigo.
Than the one who can save our soul.
Que en aquel que puede salvar el alma.
We'll put more faith in the sickness.
Podemos más fe en la enfermedad.
Than the one who can heal our bodies.
Que en aquel que puede sanar nuestro cuerpo.
And Jesus says, "Peace, be still."
Y Jesús dijo, "Sea paz."
And immediately,
inmediatamente,
the storm stopped.
La tormenta se detuvo.
Not only that,
no solamente eso,
but they were in the middle of the sea,
sino que estaban en medio del mar,
and immediately,
inmediatamente,
they were on the other side.
Estuvieron del otro lado.
I can't explain that.
No puedo explicar eso.
All I could tell you is they were in a boat in a storm in the middle of the sea.
Yo sé que estaban en un bote en el mar en medio de la tormenta.
And it took one word from Jesus.
Pero tomó una palabra de Jesús.
And they're on the other side and the storm has ceased.
Estaban del otro lado y la tormenta ya había parado.
Because all it takes is one word from the Master.
Porque solamente toma una palabra del Maestro.
And it can change every circumstance. And it can change every situation. And it can calm every storm. And the Bible says that when they get to the other side, there's a man who was living in the tombs. Now, don't, no doubt, he has seen boats in the middle of the sea in a storm before.
No había duda que él había visto estos barcos en medio de las tormentas.
And so he's watching Jesus and the disciples in that boat.
Así que está viendo a Jesús con sus discípulos en ese bote.
And he says, "I know how this story goes."
Y sabe cómo esta historia va a seguir.
That boat's going down.
Ese bote se va a hundir.
And to his surprise.
Pero para su sorpresa.
The storm stops.
La tormenta se detuvo.
And he sees that boat go into hyperspeed.
Y el bote como que fue a toda velocidad.
Más rápido.
Más rápido. Muy fast.
And the Bible tells us that when Jesus and the disciples get there, the man comes running.
Y cuando los discípulos y Jesús llegan ahí, este hombre va corriendo hacia ellos.
And he falls at the feet of Jesus.
Y cae a los pies de Jesús.
And he begins to worship Jesus.
Y empieza a adorar a Jesús.
And Jesus looks at him and says, "What is your name?"
Y Jesús lo mira y le pregunta, "¿Cuál es tu nombre?"
And he says, "Legion."
Y dice, "Legiones."
"For we are many."
Porque somos muchos.
That was not the man's name.
Ese no era el nombre de este hombre.
That was the devil that possessed the man.
Era el diablo que poseía a este hombre.
Let me tell you something tonight. We need to let hell quit talking for us. You walk in here and say, "I'm sick." What you need to do is stop letting hell speak for you. And say, I'm being healed by the power of God tonight. You might say, I'm addicted. But you need to quit letting hell speak for you. And say, I'm getting delivered tonight. Now this man, when he was in the tombs, was cutting himself. With one word from Jesus, the devils leave. And they go into the pigs.
Y se van a los cerdos.
And they go running into the sea and die.
Y van al agua y mueren.
This man was dealing with the spirit of depression and suicide.
Este hombre tenía el espíritu de depresión y suicidio.
But not even that spirit could stop him from falling at the feet of Jesus. Let me ask you something tonight. What's keeping you? What's stopping you from falling on your at his feet? What's stopping you from worshiping Jesus tonight? What's stopping you from falling at his feet and saying, Jesus, I need a touch?
¿Qué te detiene que tú llegues a los pies de Jesús y digas, necesito un toque de ti, Jesús?
The Bible said that no man could tame him.
Y ningún hombre puede burlarlo.
Yet when Jesus speaks one word,
pero cuando Jesús habla una palabra,
the devils leave.
Los demonios se van.
And the Bible says he's clothed,
y que dice que sus ropas,
and he's in his right mind. He's in his right mind.
Y ahora vuelve a su conciencia.
He can't tell my accent. My accent's messing with him a little bit. And the people see this and they don't like it.
La gente ve esto y no le gustó.
So they push Jesus out of their city.
Así que sacan a Jesús fuera de la ciudad.
So he and the disciples get back in the boat.
Así que los discípulos otra vez vuelven al barco.
And they go back to where they came from.
Y vuelven a donde volvieron, de donde salieron.
And when they get there,
y cuando llegan ahí,
there's a man waiting for them by the name of Jairus.
Hay otro hombre esperando a Jesús llamado Jairo.
Jairus was a ruler of the synagogues.
Jairo era encargado de la sinagoga.
Jairus was not supposed to be talking to Jesus.
Y Jairo no tendría por qué haberle hablado a Jesús.
He could lose his position
porque pudo haber perdido su posición
if he's caught talking to Jesus.
Porque si lo ven hablando con Jesús.
But Jairus doesn't care what anybody thinks.
Pero a Jairo no le importó lo que los demás pensaban.
Jairus doesn't care about anybody's opinions.
A Jairo no le importó las opiniones tampoco.
Because Jairus has a need.
Porque Jairo tenía una necesidad.
And Jesus is the only one.
Y Jesús era el único.
Who can give him.
Que puede darle.
What he needs.
Lo que necesitaba.
And he falls at the feet of Jesus.
Y cae también a los pies de Jesús.
And he says, Jesus, I need you to come to my house.
Le dice, Jesús, necesito que vengas a mi casa.
I've got a daughter that's sick.
Tengo una hija que está enferma.
She's at the point of death.
Está al punto de morir.
And Jesus says, okay, I'll go.
Jesús dice, okay, voy a ir.
This kind of takes me back to that story of Lazarus.
Me recuerda un poco la historia de Lázaro.
He's got two sisters, Mary and Martha.
Porque tenía dos hermanas, María y Marta.
And when Jesus finally shows up,
y cuando Jesús por fin aparece,
they said, if you had been here,
ellas le dicen, si hubieras estado aquí,
there would have been a miracle here.
Hubiera pasado un milagro aquí.
If you would have been here,
si hubieras estado aquí,
sickness would have left.
La enfermedad se hubiera ido.
If you had been here,
si hubieras estado aquí,
death would have left.
La muerte se habría ido.
What that tells me, if we could just get Jesus in the building. If we can just get Jesus in our presence. If we can just get Jesus in the building. Anything is possible. And while they're on the way to Jairus' house, people are thronging upon Jesus. They're pushing upon Jesus.
La gente se empieza a agrupar y a empujar a Jesús.
There's más gente.
There's more people.
Yeah. I'm keeping him on his toes over here. There's people everywhere.
Hay gente por todos lados.
And Jesus stops.
Y Jesús se detiene.
It says, "Who touched me?"
Y dice, ¿quién me tocó?
And the disciples are looking at him like, everybody.
Y los discípulos dicen, oye, pero si todos te tocaron.
Look at all these people.
Mira toda esta gente.
Jesus said, no, no, no.
Jesús dijo, no, no, no.
I can tell the difference.
Yo puedo saber la diferencia.
Between somebody who's got a casual bump.
De alguien que solamente tiene un pequeño problema.
And somebody who's got a touch of desperation.
Y de alguien que tiene un toque de desesperación.
Because there was a woman who had an issue of blood.
Porque había una mujer con un problema.
She had been to the doctor.
Fue a los doctores.
And she had tried all that they could try.
Y intentaron todo lo que pudieron.
She wasn't getting any better.
Y no se estaba mejorando para nada.
She had only gotten worse.
Y solo se puso peor.
But she made up in her mind.
Pero puso en su mente.
If I can just touch the hem of his garment.
Si puedo tocar al menos el borde del manto.
I don't even have to touch him.
Ni siquiera tengo que tocarlo a él como tal.
If I can just touch something connected to him.
Sino que tocar algo que lo conecte a él.
Because this woman was desperate.
Porque esta mujer estaba desesperada.
And Jesus loves desperate people.
Y Jesús ama a la gente desesperada.
He's not looking for perfect people tonight.
No busca la gente perfecta.
He's not looking for people who've got it all together tonight.
No busca gente que tenga todo ya hecho.
Jesus is looking for somebody to get desperate enough.
Jesús está buscando a alguien que se desespere.
To say, Jesus, I need a touch from you.
Para que diga, necesito un toque de ti, Jesús.
Jesus, I need a miracle from you.
Jesús, necesito un milagro de ti.
Jesus, I need a healing from you.
Necesito, Jesús, una sanación de ti.
And Jesus looks at this little woman.
Y Jesús mira a esta mujer.
And he says, daughter.
Y le dice, hija.
Thy faith has made thee whole.
Tu fe te ha salvado.
What you have to understand about this woman is everywhere she went, she would have to let them know, unclean.
Y tiene que saber que esta mujer donde quiera que vaya era inmunda.
She was letting them know she was dirty.
Ella era inmunda, no se podía tocar.
But when Jesus touched her,
pero cuando Jesús la tocó,
he didn't call her dirty.
No la llamó inmunda.
He called her daughter.
Sino que la llamó hija.
You might be here tonight and you might think, I'm too dirty for Jesus.
Tal vez tú digas, ah, estoy muy inmundo, sucio para Jesús.
But when Jesus looks at you, he doesn't see dirty.
Pero Jesús no te ve así.
He says, that's my son, that's my daughter.
Él es mi hijo, es mi hija.
That's my child.
Ese es mi niño, esa es mi niña.
And if they need a touch, I'll give them a touch.
Y si necesitan un toque, yo se los voy a dar.
If they need a healing, I'll give them a healing.
Si necesitan sanación, yo se los voy a dar.
If they need a miracle, I'll give them a miracle.
Si necesitan un milagro, yo se lo daré.
And while Jesus is talking to this little woman,
y cuando Jesús está hablando con esta mujer,
a servant comes to Jairus.
Un siervo viene a Jairo,
and says, your daughter has died.
Y le dice, tu hija ha muerto, Jairo.
Don't trouble the master any longer.
Ya no le dé más problemas al maestro.
Jesus looks at Jairus.
Y Jesús mira a Jairo.
It says, do not fear.
Le dice, no temas.
Only believe.
Solo cree.
Because tonight what we need is we need desperation and we need belief.
Porque lo que necesitamos ahora es desesperación y creer.
Because I'm telling you, Jesus desires to do something special in this place tonight.
Porque Jesús quiere hacer algo especial en este lugar.
Jesus goes to Jairus' house.
Y Jesús va a la casa de Jairo.
He walks in.
Entra a la casa.
And there's Jairus' daughter laying there.
Y ahí está la hija de Jairo.
And he says, she's only sleeping.
Le dice que solo está durmiendo.
And they start laughing at him.
Y se empezaron a reír de Jesús por lo que dijo.
Jesus takes her by the hand.
Pero Jesús la toma de la mano.
And picks her up off that bed.
Y la saca de la cama.
And that dead girl comes back to life.
Y vuelve a la vida.
Because somebody got desperate enough.
Porque alguien se desesperó lo suficiente.
To say, I got to get Jesus in the building. I got to get Jesus in my situation. I've got to get Jesus in my house.
Necesito a Jesús en mi casa.
And that's where Mark chapter 5 ends.
Y aquí es donde termina el capítulo 5 de Marcos.
And Mark chapter 6 begins.
Y es ahí donde empieza el capítulo 6.
And the Bible tells us that Jesus goes back to his hometown.
Y se nos dice que Jesús vuelve a donde nació.
And the Bible says he can do no mighty work there.
Y se nos dice que no pudo hacer ningún milagro ahí.
What just happened?
¿Y qué acaba de pasar?
In Mark chapter 5, he's doing all these miraculous things.
El capítulo anterior está haciendo todas estas cosas milagrosas.
And one chapter later, the Bible says he can do no mighty work.
Y en el capítulo siguiente dice que no se puede hacer nada más.
This must be a different Jesus.
Quizás sea un diferente Jesús.
Maybe he's tired.
Quizás está cansado.
Maybe he's having a bad day.
Quizás tuvo un mal día.
But when you start studying out Mark chapter 6,
pero cuando empiezas a estudiar este capítulo,
the people looked at Jesus.
La gente miró a Jesús.
And they said, I know Jesus.
Dijo, ay, yo conozco a Jesús.
That's his sisters right down the road there.
Sus hermanas aquí, están por aquí cerca.
He's the son of the carpenter.
Él es el hijo del carpintero.
I know who Jesus is.
Yo sé quién es Jesús.
He's nothing special to me.
Él no es nadie especial para mí.
I've been around Jesus my whole life.
Yo he estado alrededor de Jesús por toda mi vida.
And they would not allow Jesus
y no permiten que Jesús
to do any more than what they've seen him do before.
No permiten que haga más de lo que ellos supuestamente conocen de él.
And if we're not careful,
y si no tenemos cuidado,
we'll get so familiar with having Jesus here.
Nos vamos a convertir muy familiarizados con que Jesús esté aquí.
That we'll walk in on a Sunday. And he can do no mighty work because we've put a limit on what he can do in our lives. Let me tell you something. I've seen Jesus do a lot of things. But earlier this year, in February, I messed that up bad. I was preaching at my home church.
Estaba predicando en mi iglesia donde nací.
It was one of the worst messages you've ever heard in your life.
Y fue uno de los peores mensajes que pude haber escuchado.
I mean, it was bad.
Fue horrible.
I thought, I need to end this thing.
Y dije, uy, tengo que terminarlo ahora.
People started coming to the altars because they felt bad for me.
Y la gente empezó a venir al altar porque se sintieron mal por mí.
And there was a lady in the altar.
Y había una mujer en el altar.
This man come up to me.
Y este hombre viene hacia mí.
He said, Brother Brandon, she wants the Holy Ghost.
Y me dice que ella quiere recibir el Espíritu Santo.
So I prayed with her.
Así que oro por ella.
I watched this woman's mouth as it was moving.
Y vi como la boca de esta mujer se movía.
But I couldn't hear anything she was saying.
Pero no escuchaba nada de lo que decía.
I put my ear up to her mouth.
Puse mi oído cerca de su boca.
Couldn't hear a word.
Pero nada, no escuché nada.
I thought this is the most quietest praying woman I've ever seen in my life.
Esta es la oración más callada y calmada que he visto antes.
I'm in her ear yelling, just talk to Jesus.
Le estoy diciendo que hable a Jesús.
And it wasn't too very long after that.
Y no mucho después de eso.
The Holy Ghost fell on her.
El Espíritu Santo cayó sobre ella.
And I heard her.
Y la escuché.
Start speaking in tongues.
Hablando en lenguas.
We prayed with her. I got done. I walked away.
Y ya terminamos y se fue.
Man, the church grabbed me.
Pero la iglesia me agarró.
Said, Brother Brandon, did she speak in tongues?
Y me preguntaron, oye, ¿habló en lenguas o no?
I said, yes, she did.
Y le dije, sí, sí lo hizo.
He said, are you sure?
Me preguntaron, ¿estás seguro?
I said, yes.
Y le dije, sí.
He said, you heard her yourself.
Lo escuchaste con tu oído.
At this time, I got frustrated.
Y ya estaba frustrado, ya que me preguntaron tanto.
I said, you want me to tell you in Spanish?
¿Que te lo diga en español?
Yes, I heard her speak in tongues.
Dije, sí, sí la escuché.
He looked at me and said, Brother Brandon, she can't speak.
Y me dijo, hermano, es que ya no puede hablar.
Let me tell you something, I had never seen that before.
Yo jamás he visto esto.
But I didn't put a limit on God.
Pero no puse un límite en Dios.
I let God do whatever God wants to do.
Yo dejé a Dios hacer lo que tenía que hacer.
I make room for God to surprise me every now and then.
Yo dejo que el Señor me sorprenda.
Just because you haven't seen it doesn't mean God can't do it. I'm telling you, the same Jesus in this room,
el mismo Jesús que está aquí,
is the same Jesus in Mark chapter 5.
Es el mismo Jesús de Marcos, capítulo 5.
And he's here to do a work.
Está aquí ahora para hacer lo que quiera.
He's just waiting on somebody to let him in. He's just waiting on somebody to let him move in their life. And what I love about Mark chapter 5 is it don't matter if you're dealing with the devil. It don't matter if you're dealing with depression. It don't matter if you're dealing with sickness. And it don't matter if you're dealing with death. Jesus is greater than all of it. Jesus has got power over all of it. Jesus has got more authority than all of it. There's nothing Jesus can't do. There's nothing Jesus can't touch. There's nothing Jesus can't heal. There's nothing Jesus can't say. And then by the time we get to Mark chapter, by the time we get to the end of Mark 6, Jesus has left his hometown.
Jesús ha dejado su hogar.
If you give me Mark 6, 53 through 56.
Si me puede dar Marcos 5.
7.
7.
Ah, 6, my bad. Disculpe. Lo siento. Estoy aprendiendo. By the time he gets to the end of Mark chapter 6.
Cuando llega al final de Marcos capítulo 6.
It says that when they had passed over,
terminando la travesía,
they came into the land of Gennesaret.
Vinieron a la tierra de Gennesaret.
There you go. And drew to the shore.
Y arribaron a la orilla.
Verse 54. And when they were come out of the ship,
y saliendo ellos de la barca,
straightway they knew him.
Enseguida la gente le conoció.
He's dealing with people who know him again.
Otra vez estaba lidiando con gente que lo conocía.
And ran through that whole region,
y recorriendo toda la tierra,
round about,
de alrededor,
and began to carry about in beds,
comenzaron a traer de todas partes,
those that were sick,
enfermos,
where they heard he was,
el lecho hasta donde oían que estaba,
and whithersoever he entered into villages,
y donde quiera que entraba en aldeas,
or cities,
ciudades,
or country,
o campos,
they laid the sick in the streets,
ponían en las calles,
and besought him,
a los que estaban enfermos,
that they might touch, if it were, but the border of his garment.
Y le rogaba que dejase tocar siquiera el borde de su manto.
And as many as touched him,
y todos los que le tocaban,
were made whole.
Quedaban sanos.
I've come to preach to you on a Sunday night that Jesus can do anything. He can touch any manner of sickness. He can cast out any devil. He can heal depression. He can overcome death itself. There is nothing. There is nothing. There is nothing that Jesus cannot do. You say, I got a devil problem. I've got a Jesus solution. I've got a sickness problem.
Tengo un problema de enfermedad.
I've got a Jesus solution.
Pero tengo una solución de Jesús.
I've got a depression problem.
Tengo un problema de depresión.
I've got a Jesus solution. I've got a death problem. I've got a Jesus solution. Jesus is the answer. Jesus is the answer. Musicians, go ahead and start coming. I'm done.
Músicos, pueden venir, ya voy a terminar.
John 4.
Juan 4.
There's a woman, a Samaritan woman.
Hay una mujer samaritana.
And Jesus shows up at the well.
Jesús se encontraba con ella.
And he's waiting on this woman to show up.
Y está esperando que esta mujer venga a ese lugar.
It's like he knew she was coming.
Como que sabía que ya iba a venir.
This is not normal time for women to come to the well. It's the middle of the day.
Es el medio del día.
It's caliente.
It's hot.
And here is this woman as she shows up to the well.
Esta mujer está aquí.
And Jesus looks at her and says, "Will you give me to drink?"
Y Jesús le pide que si le puede dar algo de tomar.
She says, "Why would you speak to me?"
Y la mujer le dice, "¿Pero por qué me hablas a mí?"
I'm a woman of Samaria.
Yo soy una mujer de Samaria.
And Jesus says, "Well, if you knew who I was, you'd ask me for a drink of water."
Pero si conocieras quién soy yo, tú me pedirías a mí de beber.
She said, "You ain't even got a bucket."
Ni siquiera tienes una cubeta.
And the well is deep.
Y el pozo es hondo.
Art thou greater
no es más grande
than our father Jacob?
Que nuestro padre Jacob.
And Jesus says, "Listen, you don't understand. I've got a water that is a living water.
Pero tú no entiendes. Yo tengo un agua que es agua viva.
It's springing up out of you eternal life.
Y fluye de ti con agua, vida eterna.
And you'll never thirst again."
Y nunca vas a tener sed.
And she said, "I don't have to come to this well anymore." Deal.
Dale.
Me gusta that. I like that.
Oh, sorry.
She said, "Give me this water."
Ella le dijo, "Dame esta agua."
Jesus said, "Go get your husband."
Y Jesús le dijo, "Trae a tu esposo."
And she puts her head down.
Y baja su cabeza.
Because she knows she's disqualified.
Porque ella sabía que era ya descalificada.
She says, I don't have a husband.
Y le dijo, "No tengo esposo."
Jesus said, "You said well."
Jesús dice, "Sí, es verdad."
You've had five.
Tienes cinco esposos.
And the one you have now is not your husband.
Y que tienes ahora no es tu esposo.
And I know within her, she thought, "This is over. I'm not getting this water now." But what's so powerful to me about this story is Jesus never takes back his offer. Even after he reveals her past,
incluso cuando ella revela su pasado,
even though he reveals her mistakes,
y cuando ella revela incluso sus errores,
he still offers her the water. Because Jesus wanted her to understand. I'm greater than your past. I'm greater than your sins. I'm greater than your mistakes. There's nothing greater than Jesus. There's nothing Jesus can do. There's nothing Jesus can't fix. There's nothing Jesus can't touch. There's nothing Jesus cannot heal. And I've come on a Sunday night to tell you whatever you need.
Para decirle que lo que sea que necesitas.
Jesus is here to do it.
Jesús está aquí para hacerlo.
Jesus is here to perform it.
Jesús está aquí para lograrlo.
Jesus is here to make it happen.
Jesús está aquí para hacerlo hecho.
All he's waiting on is somebody to get desperate enough to step out of where you're at and come to an altar and say, "It's all over tonight."
Lo único que espera es que esté desesperado para que llegue a su altar.
I'm getting my miracle tonight. I'm getting my healing tonight. I'm getting the Holy Ghost tonight. I'm getting my miracle tonight. Devil, get out of my way. Jesus is stepping in my life. Jesus is stepping in my situation. Jesus is stepping in this house.
Jesús está aquí en este lugar.
I've preached it all I know how to preach it tonight. The ball's in your court tonight. Jesus is here right now. I've done all I can do. Jesus just needs you to lift your hands. And as they begin to sing, you ought to lift your voice. And say, Jesus, if you want to move, move right here. Jesus, if you want to do something, do it right here.
To see me through, there is nothing he can't handle. There is nothing he won't do. He can move a mountain or calm a raging sea. My God is able, he will do it for me.
Come on, you ought to get his hold of somebody's hand right now.
To see me through.
Say, we're coming out together right now.
Handle, there is nothing he won't.
We're going to worship together right now. We're going to worship our way out of this right now.
He will do it for me. My God is able to see me through. There is nothing he can't handle. There is nothing he won't do. He can move a mountain or calm a raging sea. My God is able. He will do it for me.
If you need a touch in your body right now, if you need God to touch your body right now, I want you to come right here. Come on, I'm telling you, we about to put this into action right now. Come on. If I needed God to touch my body, I'd come running. Come on, if you need a miracle, if you need any kind of miracle, I want you to come stand right here. Come on, we're about to get connected together. And we're about to worship together. And we're about to lay hands on each other. And God's about to do the miraculous right here. Come on, do you believe that? God's about to do the supernatural right here. Come on, they're about to go right back into singing, and we're going to lift our hands, and we're going to lift our voices, and we're going to worship, and we're going to pray together, and Jesus is going to do what only Jesus can do.
My God is able to see me through. There is nothing he can't handle. There is nothing he won't do. He can move. Nothing he won't do. He can move a mountain or calm a raging sea. My God is able, he will do it for me. My God is able to see me through. There is nothing he can't handle. There is nothing he won't do. He can move a mountain or calm a raging sea. My God is able, he will do it for me. My God is able to see me through. There is nothing he can't handle. Nothing he won't do. He can move a mountain or calm a raging sea. My God is able, he will do it for me. There's not a situation that'll come before his throne that can take him by surprise. He's God and God alone. All of my tomorrow he's holding in his hand. No room for fear or worry, he has a master plan. My God is able to see me through. Nothing he won't do. He can move a mountain or calm a raging sea. My God is able. My God is able to see me through. There is nothing he can't handle. There is nothing he won't do. He can move a mountain or calm a raging sea. My God is able. He will do it for me. My God is able to see me through. There is nothing he can't handle. There is nothing he won't do. He can. can move a mountain or calm a raging sea. My God is able, he will do it for me. My God is able to see me through. There is nothing he can't handle, there is nothing he won't do. He can move a mountain or calm a raging sea. My God is able, he will do it for me. There's not a situation that'll come before his throne that can take him by surprise. He's got it all alone. All of my tomorrows he's holding in his hand. No room for fear or worry, he has a master plan. My God is able to see me through. There is nothing he can't. He can move a mountain or calm a raging sea. My God is able, he will do it for me. When fear and doubt assail me, I begin to wonder why. I question circumstances and my faith begins to die. I take a look into his word, remembering he is near. God will win this battle, he's proven through the years. My God is able to see me through. There is nothing he can't handle, there is nothing he won't do. He can move a mountain or calm a raging sea. My God is able, he will do it for me. He can move a mountain or calm a raging sea. My God is able, he will do it for me. Not a situation that'll come before his throne that can take him by surprise. He's got it all alone. All of my tomorrows he's holding in his hand. No room for fear or worry, he has a master plan. My God is able to see me through. Situation that'll come before his throne that can take him by surprise. He's got it all alone. All of my tomorrow he's holding in his hand. No room for fear or worry, he has a master plan. My God is able to see me through. There is nothing he can't handle, there is nothing he won't do. He can move a mountain or calm a raging sea. My God is able, he will do. Doubt assail me, I began to wonder why. I question circumstances and my faith against an eye. Then I take a look into his word, remembering he is near. God will win this battle, he's proven through the years. My God is able to see me through. There is nothing he can handle. Fear and wonder why I question circumstances and my faith begins to die. I take a look into His Word, remembering He is near.
God will win this battle.
He's proven through the years. My God is able to see me through. There is nothing He can't handle. There is nothing He won't do. Move a mountain, a comrade to see. My God is able, He will do it for me. My God is able to see me through. There is nothing He can't handle. There is nothing He won't do. He can move a mountain, a comrade to see. My God is able, He will do it for me. My God is able to see me through. There is nothing He can't handle. There is nothing He won't do. Move a mountain, a calm agency. My God is able, He will do it for me.
Let's give the Lord the praise. Hallelujah, glory. Hallelujah, no God like our God. I said there's no God like our God. Hallelujah, glory. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. We often wonder why. Why is it so? It seems like that there are more miracles when you go to a place. I mean, you can go across the border into Mexico. You could go to Honduras in a foreign country. It's amazing because you see miracles. Even demonic spirits manifest themselves. And we see even in the jail, demonic spirits, we see people receive the Holy Ghost in the jail. Why is it? What's the difference, Pastor? The difference is, like the man of God preached tonight, man, a lot of times we know Jesus and we discount even that He's God enough to handle what we need right now. Hallelujah. When just a half a mile from here is a jail where God is pouring out His Spirit in people's lives. I'm talking about people that's got bad situations. Amen. But right here, a half a mile away, sometimes we keep God in a little box that we know all. We know how to have church. Amen. You know what? God's looking for somebody that quits trying to learn to have church and just let the Holy Ghost. Don't you love to watch somebody brand new that's just new to God, that don't know the protocols, they don't know all the boundaries. Amen. They're just lost in the power of the love of God. Amen. That's where God works when, amen, we just throw away the reserves and let the Holy Ghost. Hallelujah. We worship not because what we feel. We worship because of who we know. Hallelujah. We've got so accustomed to feelings like we talked about the other night. Amen. That we're losing out because we operate off of feelings more than we operate off of, amen, faith in God. Hallelujah. Amen. We worship not because we feel some, and we worship, amen, not when we feel God. We worship because God is here tonight. Hallelujah. Isn't it amazing? Amen. You come here, you give God your best, and I'm telling you, you're not going to leave empty. Amen. God's going to see fit that you, amen, leave here overflowing. And if God don't give it to you in a service, believe me, God can give it to you before you walk out. Amen. Or God will let it unfold. Hallelujah. How many has ever had God give you something and it begin to unfold? You didn't get it all in one bite. Amen. You didn't get it all in one drop. Amen. But the unfolding power of the Lord began to happen. I'm telling you, that's the Jesus that is alive and well tonight. Hallelujah. 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 Hallelujah, Jesus. Woo, hallelujah. Remember a man that was, man had a stroke and his left side was paralyzed. And this young man was in his 50s. And here he was, paralyzed on that side. And he couldn't move his fingers. Had no feeling. He could move his arm, but that's about it. Amen. But he said, I can remember all of a sudden I felt one day a tingling. Just a tingle. And he thought, well, maybe that's just me. And next day he felt it again. He told his wife, I'm sure I feel it. He woke up one night, and before he knew it, he said, I could feel with my hand. Amen. I could feel. And he said, I woke my wife up and I said, I feel something in my hand. Even though he could not move that hand, he felt something. And within a week, pretty soon, he was able to move his finger, little finger. One of his fingers he was able to move. By the end of the month, he was able to scratch his face and move that hand completely. And before you know it, God completely healed him. I believe that's the work of the Lord.
Amen.
Hallelujah. My, I feel Jesus still here working tonight. Hallelujah. In the name of the Lord Jesus, don't give up on what God has for your life. Amen. I want to get all God has for me. Hallelujah. Come on, saint of God. He's here to help us. Amen. He's not just God of the box tonight. Amen. He's just not God of the building, but he's God of heaven, earth, and sea, and all that dwelleth therein. Come on. He's got enough right now to answer a prayer. How many have long-distant needs right now? You got a child or a loved one, amen, somewhere else that needs a touch from God. I'm telling you, God could do long-distant calls tonight. Amen. God is still able to do even right here tonight. Amen. Where you're praying, believing God to do it that way, God is able to do it his way right here. Praise God. Hallelujah. Lift your hands and let's believe the Lord. I love you and I believe you, Jesus. I believe you for the impact of your word tonight, God. The power of your spirit. We worship and we love you. We thank you tonight, Jesus. Hallelujah. Redeemer, Savior, Messiah. Thank you for everything you're doing. Hallelujah. Amen. Praise God. Amen. It feels good to feel Jesus today. Thank you, Brother Harper, Sister Harper, for being with us. Amen. We're so blessed. And amen. It was very enjoyable today. Amen. Today's the first time I ever got to meet them. Amen. And I don't get too many evangelists, y'all, that I've never met. Amen. And he heard it over the phone. I probably scared him to death. Amen. I started letting him know, say, hey, this is where it is. Amen. I don't let anybody behind this pulpit, this platform. Amen. Because it's sacred. Amen. We still teach things here. Amen. And man, he was just compliant. Told you, Pastor, whatever. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. And we're honored to meet them today. Amen. And we're so blessed to have our guests with us today. Amen. Those from Burke, we're so blessed. We're so thankful what God is doing for y'all. Amen. Oh, we're so thankful. Pastor Bishop Medlin, amen. Precious to our hearts. So thankful. Amen. This man of God went through it for 3 years and he still has some flare ups with shingles, but miserable. Amen. Miserable. Amen. Situation. But the Lord has answered. We're so thankful. Every time you go through Lufkin, when you get to Burke, you look over there, and this is what you ought to do. Lord, thank you for what you have done. Amen. When you see what God has done for them, just like he did here, 100% of what you see over there at their facility, their property is completely paid for. Amen. I'm telling you, God has blessed them. From a church that started in a garage of a house, amen, God has blessed in 40-something years, 43 years. Amen. We're so thankful. And God's not done here. Amen. Praise God. We're thankful what he's doing. Hallelujah. You just never know what God's going to do. Amen. When you let God. Amen. Today has been a special day for us. Amen. Sister Sharon, there's something up there. Amen. There's somebody's birthday today.
A happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. May you feel Jesus near every day of the year. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. And the best year you've ever had. Pray God's blessings on you.
We pray God's blessings on you.
May you feel
Jesus near every day of the year. We pray God's blessings on you. We pray God's blessings on you. And the best year you ever had.
This is his last years of his 20s. Amen. 29 years today. Amen. We're so blessed, brother, to share your day, your birthday with you. And may you always know that Nacogdoches loves the Lord. Amen. We are thankful what God's doing. Praise God. Amen. God bless you, church. This Thursday is house to house. There's a house to house meeting somewhere near you. Brother Colton, is it your residence? Okay. Amen. And it's going to be in the Central Heights area. Brother Williams, at your home. Amen. In Central Heights, Appleby, at that home. And also in Cushing. Amen. It's going to be, yes, at the Brother Aaron and Sister Chrissy's house. Brother Corbett's, the Corbett Farm. Amen. Also, amen. Brother Zach, where is it going to be in Lufkin? In Pollock, at Brother Zach's. Amen. Also, in Nacogdoches, the north side, Sister Becky, where is it going to be? It's Sister Becky's house. And so we're so thankful for what God is doing, all our house to houses. And there, whoever you go to, they will coordinate the food situation. And we're so thankful for everybody that does this. If you have not been to a house to house, make sure you find one near you and go. It'll start at 7 o'clock. And every one of them has the same lessons and with different foods and different faces, but we all have the same purpose. Amen. We want the glory of the Lord. And the theme this year is raising our standard of living, our living conditions. Amen. Last time was bettering our attitude. And bettering our thinking is going to be this time. So God bless you. Let's grow to heaven. How?
Yes.
You're dismissed in Jesus' name.